G20 leaders are split over phasing out coal and limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius ahead of their meeting in Rome this weekend. Yahoo Finance's political correspondent Jessica Smith is here with the latest. Jess.
Hey, Brian. Yeah, the president is in Rome this morning. He already met with the Pope, something that is deeply personal to him. He's meeting with Italian leaders today, and then he will meet with the French president. The White House says that the leaders will be discussing trade, technology, global competition, counterterrorism, and more. One notable issue that will likely come up with the French president is that submarine contract with Australia. Australia bailed on the deal with France and chose to work with the U.S. and U.K. instead. So that's something that will likely come up. And then the G20 summit will get started over the weekend. The administration says that they are focused on showing that the U.S. and Europe are united, that they are leading on many of the issues facing the world right now. Russia and China will not be at the summit in person. So the president will meet with other world leaders to talk about Iran and its nuclear program, also how to better prepare for future pandemics, climate change, and more. The administration is really hoping to go into COP26 with some momentum, hoping to come to some agreements, some commitments on climate change, including ending overseas financing of coal. So we'll see if they're able to make any progress on those issues. And then they're also going to talk about the supply chain problems that we've been seeing. The White House said that the president is working toward an agreement on what countries can do to make global supply chains more resilient. So we'll be looking for any announcements on that front. And then finally, world leaders are hoping to endorse that global minimum tax, that 15% tax that the administration has been working on for quite some time now. So while there still will be work to do, they're hoping to get these heads of state to endorse that new tax. Guys.
And just real quick, remind us, so the president is going from Italy to Glasgow for the COP26 talks. Is that right? When does that happen?
Yes, that after G20 over the weekend, then he will move to Glasgow. I believe he'll get there on Monday is when that gets started.
So we'll look for more headlines on that over the weekend and into Monday. We will also look for more headlines from D.C. itself. Now that he's left, there is still the negotiation over the spending bill going on. Where do we stand on that front?
Yeah, well, yesterday, Democratic leaders were hoping to have a vote on that bipartisan infrastructure deal. They were hoping that that framework for the reconciliation package, that $1.75 trillion bill, would be enough to get progressives to go ahead and pass the bipartisan infrastructure deal. It was not enough. Progressives stuck to the position that they've held for months now, that they want to vote on both bills at the same time. They want to make sure that both of these get done. They don't want to end up just voting for that infrastructure bill and then getting nothing else. So while progressives did say they support the framework that they saw yesterday, that that would be enough to vote for it, they did not want to do it until they could do both bills at the same time. We are still waiting to get explicit endorsements from Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema. It sounds like they would support it. They say they're looking through the text. There were some positive conversations yesterday, so we'll see what they ultimately decide. But they did kick the can down the road again on the surface transportation bill. They're now they've extended that through December 3rd. That was kind of the deadline that they were pushing up against to get that infrastructure bill done. So now that is on December 3rd. And if that date sounds familiar, that is because that is when government funding also runs out and the debt ceiling could be reached at that point, too. Guys.
That's what they do. Kick those cans down the road. Jessica Smith, thanks so much.